Morning Watch, the Holy Word for Morning Revival, Book of Philippians, Week 2, Taking Christ as Our Living, Monday, Philippians 1, verses 19 through 20. For I know that for me this will turn out to salvation through your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I will be put to shame, but with all boldness, as always, even now Christ will be magnified in my body, whether through life or through death. Related verses. Luke 1, verse 35. And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore also the holy thing which is born will be called the Son of God." John 7, verse 39. But this he said concerning the Spirit, whom those who believed into him were about to receive, for the Spirit was not yet, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. Romans 8, verses 9 and 13 through 14. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Yet if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not of him. Verses 13 through 14. For if you live according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the practices of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Revelations 1, verse 4. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is coming, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne. Revelations 4, verse 5. And out of the throne come forth lightnings and voices and thunders, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Revelations 5, verse 6. And I saw in the midst of the throne, and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, a lamb standing as having just been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Portions from the footnotes. Philippians 1, verse 19, footnote 1, referencing the word your. This is the supply of the body of Christ, the church. Imprisonment did not isolate Paul from the body of Christ or cut him off from the supply of the body. Philippians 1, verse 19, footnote 2, referencing the word bountiful. The Greek word refers to the supplying of all the needs of the chorus by the choragus, the leader of the chorus. The bountiful supply of the all-inclusive Spirit enabled Paul to live and magnify Christ in his sufferings for him. Philippians 1, verse 19, footnote 3, referencing the word Spirit. The revelation in the Bible concerning God, Christ, and the Spirit is progressive. The Spirit is mentioned first as the Spirit of God in relation to creation. Then he is mentioned as the Spirit of Jehovah in the context of God's relationship with man, as a Holy Spirit in relation to the conception and birth of Christ, as a Spirit of Jesus in relation to the Lord's human living, as a Spirit of Christ in relation to the Lord's resurrection, and here as a Spirit of Jesus Christ. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is a spirit mentioned in John 7, verse 39. This is not merely the Spirit of God before the Lord's incarnation, but the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit with divinity, after the Lord's resurrection, compounded with the Lord's incarnation, humanity, human living under the cross, crucifixion, and resurrection. The holy anointing anointment in Exodus 30, verses 23 through 25, a compound of olive oil and four kinds of spices, is a full type of this compound Spirit of God, who is now the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Here it is not the Spirit of Jesus or the Spirit of Christ, but the Spirit of Jesus Christ. The Spirit of Jesus is related mainly to the Lord's humanity and human living. The Spirit of Christ is related mainly to the Lord's resurrection. To experience the Lord's humanity, as illustrated in 2 verses 5 through 8, we need the Spirit of Jesus. To experience the power of the Lord's resurrection, as mentioned in 3 verse 10, we need the Spirit of Christ. In his suffering, the apostle experienced both the Lord's suffering in his humanity and the Lord's resurrection. Hence, the Spirit to him was the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the compound, all-inclusive, life-giving Spirit of the Triune God. Such a Spirit has, and even is, the bountiful supply for a person like the apostle who is experiencing and enjoying Christ in his human living and resurrection. Eventually, this compound Spirit of Jesus Christ becomes the seven spirits of God, who are the seven lamps of fire before God's throne to carry out his administration on earth for the accomplishing of his economy concerning the church, and who are the seven eyes of the Lamb for the transfusing of all that he is into the church. Portions from the Life Study Messages. Philippians 1, verses 18 through 20 is one sentence. Verse 19 begins with the word for. This indicates that verse 19 is an explanation of verse 18. The word this in verse 19 refers to the different preachings of Christ mentioned by Paul in the foregoing verses. Paul realized that both ways of preaching Christ would turn out to salvation. Salvation here is the same Greek word as in 2 verse 12 and is the working out of salvation in 2 verse 12. It means to be sustained and strengthened to magnify Christ and to live him. The circumstances in which Paul found himself forced him to experience Christ and enjoy him in a fuller way through the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. In Paul's experience, God's salvation was carried out to the uttermost.